This episode was recorded before we realised we had ADHD.
We've left our old episodes up as we now recognise our struggles and helpful tips were all ADHD related, and we hope that they can help you too.
We hope you enjoy listening to this episode. Just please be aware we won't specifically mention ADHD.
Welcome to A Dopamine Kick, your weekly dose of positivity.
We're your hosts, Sparky and Shell.
Join us each week as we help change your habits, tackle fears, and challenge your mindset.
Let's get to it!
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 31 of A Dopamine Kick. Today we're going to be talking about having better relationships with people, whether that's romantic relationships or just relationships with those near and dear to you.
I can't believe that we're on episode 31 already. It seems like, that's 31 weeks that we have recorded and we have uploaded an episode to Spotify, Apple, our whole collection. I can't believe it. But yeah, just wanted to say that there because I think that's a great achievement for us.
Yeah.
And we've been committed and we haven't missed a week, which for us is amazing.
That's impressive, isn't it? That is the power of an accountability partner right there.
So if you haven't already, please consider subscribing, following the podcast and sticking around till the end for this week's Little Kicker.
So speaking of little kickers, if you listened to our last episode, let us know. We'd love to hear how your decluttering has gone, whether or not you've listened to the podcast, found it interesting. Share us some photos before and after, if you're brave enough, of your decluttering. Okay, so today we're going to be discussing better relationships. And relationships with other people, especially those close to us, are really easy to neglect in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. But actually, they're so important. Everything in your life, success, wealth, any of the sort of the attributes that people strive for, it's all meaningless without loved ones to share it with. So relationships are one of the most important things that make us happy, which is why we're going to have a chat about it today.
Relationships can be anyone. It can be family, friends, partners, and we knew this through the pandemic, didn't we? We needed that social connection, and the fact that we never had it for so long because we were told to stay indoors all across the world, we really struggled and a lot of people really struggled. So this is the reason why relationships are really important and why it's important to have better relationships too. And I know I'm just repeating what Shell just said there.
Sparky's monologues. It's been a while. Okay, so as always, we're going to kick off with a science element. So the study that we've got for you today is social motivation, costs and benefits of selfishness and otherishness. So we'll include a link.
Otherishness.
That is the title. So we'll include a link in the show notes below. So if you want to go and check that study out. So because it's quite a big study, I'm not going to go through it in depth, but it has formed the basis for all of the advice that we're going to give you today. So if you want things in a bit more detail, go ahead and read that study.
There we go. So let's have a look at some things to improve your relationships with people. And the first one that we're going to give you is when you're with someone, make sure that you give them 100% of your time. So, ditch your phone, ditch the Netflix. I mean, you can watch things together, but, if you're the kind of person that's watching things in the background, maybe engage with people, ask questions. It'd be like me here right now and I'm on my phone and I'm just like,
How many times have you done that as well? Like been with someone and, out for dinner or something and you're just sitting there on your phone or you just check your phone and you suddenly get sucked into a WhatsApp message.
And it just looks so rude from another person's perspective. That you are going on your phone and you're not listening to what they're saying. And I think this is, for me, this is the most important one because I like to have quality time with people. So if someone's away and someone's looking at something else or interested in something else, then that to me just doesn't feel like it's that quality time with someone. So I think it's really important to make sure that you do give people your attention. And I'm not saying there can't be things that you can do. Maybe you do need to answer a phone call. Maybe there is something you like to watch together, or there is things that you need to do. We're all busy people at the end of the day. But if you are with people, just try and give them your undivided attention as much as practically possible.
Definitely. And sort of entwined with that is about sort of sharing your life with the people that are important to you. So, have meaningful conversations, discuss events, hobbies that you're into. I mean, I would say consider sharing a hobby, because that is a great way to grow a bond with somebody and just naturally increase the amount of time you spend with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take Sparky and I, for instance. We used to live together and therefore spent... we used to live together and work together in the same building. So yeah. We at one point spent all our time together. And then when we lived separately, so now we probably live about, what, half an hour, 40 minutes apart, mm-hmm. And we don't work in the same place. We talk a lot over WhatsApp, but actually physically meeting up, it can go months, can't it? And then when we started this podcast... You know, now we're communicating, like, it's rare that a day or two more goes by.
Yeah, it's true. It really is true. And I've also got other people in my life where I've got hobbies and...
You've got other friends?
Well, yeah, of course. Have you? Not allowed. But it's true, though, isn't it? You build stronger friendships, stronger bonds with people. And me and Shell talk all the time now, and... You know, it's every week that we're discussing something, and sometimes...
Or recording.
Recording. And sometimes we have a catch-up, and even though we talk every single week, we have a catch-up for like an hour and a half on the phone we've actually started recording, and we're like, okay, that's all our time gone.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you that if you have something with someone, whether it's a hobby or whether it's just something that you enjoy doing together, that you can... build stronger friendships, you can just enjoy your time with someone more.
Yeah, and have fun together. That's, you know, it's always important. Okay, so the next thing that we've got for you is to show appreciation to your loved ones. So it can just be, you know, even a small gesture, like a thank you, can really go a long way if someone's put themselves out for you. Or you maybe even think about surprising them with some flowers or a card. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just a little something to show that you appreciate someone can be really meaningful. Mm-hmm. Definitely encourage that.
Also, another thing that I think is really important is to be honest with people. Ask them what you need. Don't play like any sort of like mind games with people, because I think that when you're playing mind games and you're always trying to get something out of someone, or there's always an ulterior motive to things, I just don't think that's a good basis for a relationship. And actually that's quite toxic, I believe.
Absolutely.
Is quite a toxic trait. And you can't expect other people to be mind readers. So for example, if you're unhappy with something, communicate with people, because you'll be surprised sometimes that when you do communicate with people and you speak to them on a respectful level, that they will realize that they didn't even know that they were behaving that way, or they weren't trying to upset you. And it's just a way really to have better communication with people, and just to make sure that you are communicating on the right level, so that you're like this, I'm doing this. Like, I know what it means, but I don't know what it means. I just mean that basically you're in flow, basically.
So I think with that, it can be really difficult to do, I would say, especially with friends. If a friend is doing something that's, you know, upsetting you a little bit, like you can feel like you don't want to tell them directly and risk rocking the boat. So you just sort of build up resentment about it. And you either use like hints or maybe slightly passive aggressive remarks to try and, you know, get your views across. But actually, if you just verbalized what you needed or wanted, then, you know, that would be a much easier way to get a resolution. And if you're expecting other people to just constantly mind read on your behalf, mm-hmm. you're always going to be disappointed. So I know it's really, really difficult, but if you're not happy about something, you need to speak up, because it will affect your relationships otherwise.
And if you are the type of person that doesn't like to say things, maybe try adding a bit of humor to it. So maybe like, say something like with the word lol on the end, because that lol can make all the difference.
Well, sandwich, you can do the sandwich, can't you? So you do something positive, something critical, and then something positive again.
Sandwich.
So you got the sandwich.
I'm trying to think now of things that you've done to me.
Outrageous. So the next one that we've got for you is to take responsibility for your own happiness. So you need to acknowledge that your happiness doesn't depend on someone else. And there's a big difference between being supportive and being obligated. So what I mean by that is, and I think we're probably all guilty of having done it before, is, say you've had a bad day at work, you come home, you're really stressed. and you want your partner to make you feel better. Yeah. But they're in a different place. They've maybe not had a bad day. They've had a great time, or they've got plans to meet up with their friends later, and they're really excited about that.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know, not as supportive as you maybe you would want them to be, or, you know, they don't immediately ditch their plans to spend time with you and make it all better.
Yeah.
And that can make you feel really like angry, like, oh, why aren't they more supportive, and why aren't they doing this for me, and why aren't they doing that for me? But actually, it's not their responsibility to make you feel better. Obviously, if you've had, you know, a big life catastrophe or crisis, that's different.
Yeah.
But that every day, you shouldn't be leaning on somebody else to make you happy. You need to take responsibility for your own happiness, because if you're always putting it on someone else, that's going to cause resentment.
Yeah, and it's also going to cause you as well to feel different emotions when people aren't acting the way that you want them to. So an example would be if you want to go out one night with a friend, but they're not feeling it, maybe they're in a different headspace and you're getting angry that you can't go out because they can't go out, or something along those lines. That's just a generalization. You're putting your emotions into someone else's hands, and that can be really dangerous for yourself, because that means that you're dealing with that emotion when you didn't need to. So like Shell said, take responsibility for yourself and your own happiness when it comes to having relationships with other people, and you will just feel better in general.
Great. Well, that's all we got time for this week. So we're just going to leave you with a little kicker. And our little kicker this week is a quote. So it's from Maya Angelou. And the quote is, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel."
That is a great quote, actually. And I know I say that all the time, but that is a really good quote. So hopefully you've taken something away from this episode, and we will see you again next week for another podcast episode. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's everything this week, guys. But if you want to carry on with the conversation, join us over on our social media platforms. We're on all the major channels, and our handle is @adopaminekick.
We'd also be super grateful if you could leave us a review on the podcast wherever you're listening, as it helps us to grow our audience and help more people. Okay, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.